Hey, this is Brian Durkin here, host of Full Belly Laughs, and you are listening to the BS Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast, two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 26 for Monday, July 10th, 2017.
So this week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, what we're drinking. Also have a couple voicemails from some of our best listeners that you all know and love.
We'll cover listener feedback on the gross things people have seen at the office. And we have an update on the bio bidet and also a double dose of crazy news stories.
Did you pre-drink tonight?
I'm not going to lie. I did start. I was waiting for you to get back, and
that'll do it.
I've only taken a couple sips. I didn't go too far. No,
I haven't started. I haven't tasted mine. I want this to be natural. So when we talk about our beers, it's a original response to whatever I'm tasting at the time. So
whatever you're feeling. How are you feeling?
Feeling fine.
It's been a busy short week. Although you worked on Monday, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked on Monday. I worked Saturday. I worked. Every week is long and hard.
That's what she said.
Oh, man. No.
But we're here now. So we can leave all that. You know, once we close the door and come downstairs.
I'm in my own little world down here. I don't hear anything because the kids are sleeping mostly. But if they were awake, I'd hear them, you know, running up and down the floor above me. But, you know, it's nice and quiet down here. I'm in my own little cave, my little cell, if you will. How was your week?
It's been good. We were off on Monday and Tuesday and then tried to go to the Nats game, as we talked about last week, but the tickets were so expensive, and it wasn't even the expensive game. I was hearing more on the news about the Cubs series where they pretty much doubled the prices, but I don't have a ticket plan or anything, so I just go through StubHub, and I think it was like $210 to get three of us to go. So without parking, that would have pushed it to $300 for three of us to go to a game, and I love the Nats and I love baseball, but it's not $300 worth for now.
No, and honestly, I go to a couple Tigers games this season, but call me a snob, call me whatever, but I don't like to barely be able to see the players. I kind of like to be down there a little bit. So, I stay out of the upper bowl. I get decent seats, but just like you, if it's a good game, and especially a day like the day before 4th of July, I just know if I go on StubHub, I'm going to pay a fortune for tickets. So
wasn't worth it. So we thought about going the next day, but we just decided to hang out and do a few things locally. Went bowling and did a little bit of laser tag with my son and had a good time.
Nice. We hosted the fireworks display for the neighborhood.
And your fingers are all intact?
Yeah. So we went to my in-laws on our way back. We stopped. There's a fireworks store that we kind of passed on our way back. So stopped in. Grabbed maybe, you know, $30-$40 worth of fireworks. Nothing huge. Harrison was staying at elderly listener's house. And so I figured, we'll stop and get a couple for Colin. It'll just be us and, you know, a couple little fountains and fruity stuff. So went in, picked up the fireworks, got home. I start lighting them off in the driveway. And all of a sudden, like, the neighbors across the street come out with their kid, and then the neighbors next to them come out with their kids, and then the other neighbors come over. So before you know it, I have an audience as I'm lighting off these chintzy little fireworks. But as my neighbors often do, they were as facetious as humanly possible. Every tiny little firework that went off just got a roar of applause after it had finished up. So they were very supportive. But I would say if I knew that was going to happen, I maybe would have spent a little bit more and got some more decent fireworks. But
that's all right. You were just doing it for fun, and they enjoyed it anyway, so no big deal.
Yeah, and then this weekend we have our neighborhood. Well, our neighbor across the street and one house over, you know, really cool people. But every year they host a crawfish boil, which has turned more into a shrimp and sausage boil with
a
little bit less crawfish every year. So it's at some fine. Point we're just not going to have crawfish at all. But we're doing that on Saturday. It's kind of an all day thing. You know, everybody comes around the neighborhood and friends and stuff like that. Naturally, I'm in charge of bringing the beer.
Oh, good.
And one thing I did learn last year, because I brought a big case of Bud Light, I figure it's cheap beer. It's shitty. I'm not going to drink it. nobody drank the Bud Light. There was literally, I mean, I bought a 24-pack, I want to say, and maybe two or three of them were gone. So I'll get some nicer beer this year.
Yeah, that's weird. You would think that in a big group like that, that people would, but I guess not.
Apparently, they're more of a quality over quantity type of group, so that's fine with me. I'll get some nicer beer.
Well, now you don't feel like such a dick drinking something different than everybody else is. Is they're poking holes in the side and drinking it out of the side of the can. You know, you're drinking something decent.
I'm bringing wine coolers this year. Wine coolers and Zima.
I was going to say Zima. It's back, baby. I'm thirsty. You ready to dive in? We've got a busy show, so let's get rolling.
Yeah, I'm trying to say fuck less this week, too, by the way. Elderly listener was giving me some shit about it, so. Sorry.
What the fuck are we supposed to do?
I don't know. I'm like, Robert says it now, too. I'm a negative influence on him.
You pointed out that I bleeped it all that time, and then I guess I still try to watch it, but that's all right. Every now and then, you need that emphasis.
I do it for dramatic effect, plus drinking.
We should do a count. The farther we get through the show, the more we say it.
It's like the one South Park episode where the network let them say shit in the episode. So they decided to say it as many times as possible. And they actually, in the entire episode, they had a shit counter in the lower left-hand corner. Yeah. So every time somebody said shit, it would go up by one. So yeah. Should do that too.
I think that's on Hulu. I'll check it out. Anyhow, let's dive on in.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Malty.
Malt and hops and such.
I know you're excited about what you had because you've already held it up to the camera for me. So I'd like you to go first this time.
All right. Yeah, I got a new one. It's from Roke Brewing Company out of Royal Oak, Michigan, which is not too far from where I am here. I could drive there in less time than it would take to record this episode. Actually, there and back probably. But this is the Devil Dog Oatmeal Stout by Roke Brewing Company. It is 8.5% alcohol by volume, 45 IBUs, still pretty low on the hoppy scale, but some hops in there. It says, for this beer, we took two things we feel strongly about, our beer and our nation's veterans, and came up with Devil Dog Oatmeal Stout, a tribute beer for the World War II K-9 fighting unit. It's full-bodied and hearty stout with notes of coffee, chocolate, and toasted oats. Brewed in honor of our nation's finest soldiers, on 2 feet and four, we give back a portion of the proceeds from all Devil Dog sales to our local VA hospital in Detroit. Food pairings are barbecue, tiramisu, and Gouda cheese. Gouda cheese. So let me try this. I'm going to tip this back and try it. I feel like I'm doing a good thing here, too, because as I drink this beer, there are veterans that need my money in the hospital, and they're getting some of the proceeds.
Well, we're all getting something out of it.
A little hoppier than some of the other.
Yeah, I was going to say, 45. That's more than I got today.
A little hoppier. I like it, though.
Sometimes you need a twist to it.
Yeah, it's super dark. It's, you know, it's definitely full-bodied. You can taste the hops in it a little bit, but it's, you know, it tastes like a stout with something like an oatmeal stout with some hops added to it. It's good. It doesn't blow my mind like some of the other beers I've drank, but it's really good. And it's if I go to this brewery or I'm at another restaurant that offers it, I might get it again. I like it.
Okay. Well, I was going to say I suck at this, but hopefully a little bit later on in the episode when you have another one, I'll try to ask you how it tastes then too. Because sometimes, you know, the first taste, it's either good or bad and you're not quite sure. But then as you get used to it, it tastes a little bit better or not quite as good as it initially came across. So, you know, we'll see if it's something you'll buy again or not.
Or sometimes I just lie, and then I get a little bit into it and realize that I should have told the truth in the first place and that it sucks.
You can't lie.
I forget which beer it was that I was like, yeah, actually, I was bullshitting the whole time. It kind of sucks. In all honesty, this is a good beer. I like it a lot. I'm going to drink it.
All right.
With pleasure.
Speaking of pleasure, I've got a Dewclaw Brewing Company Dirty Little Freak.
Dewclaw?
Dewclaw? No, not Dew. Dewclaw, like the Dewclaw. Dirty Little Freak. It says, there is no safe word. It's the little subtitle. It says, Dirty Little Freak, coconut caramel chocolate brown ale, first brewed in 2014. Takes the traditional American brown ale and gives it a sensual new twist, coconut.
Ooh.
This medium-bodied 5.8% alcohol by volume brown ale is a feast for the senses from its dominant blend of warm roasted malt, coconut caramel, and chocolate flavors barely restrained by a gentle hot bite. To its tantalizingly satisfying finish. And style, coconut caramel chocolate brown ale. Color is dark brown, so it's not quite as dark as yours, but it looks like it. But it is more of a brown than yours was. And it's 5.8% alcohol by volume and 30 IBU, so a good bit less than yours as far as the bitterness to it. And I know I've said it before, but I'm not a big fan of Newcastle, so I was a little bit nervous when it said it was a brown ale. But I figured with coconut, caramel, and chocolate, it was pretty safe. I am definitely happy with this one. So I think this is one that I'll be adding to the refrigerator at another time and have it beyond just tonight.
This looks pretty good, actually. And I do like brown ales. And actually, it's funny because as you were talking about it, I was thinking about Newcastle brown ale because I do like it. You know, I don't like the lighter ales so much, but the darker ales, like something like this.
The Newcastle is okay, and even Melissa knows, oh, you don't really like it, but it's just not my thing. If it's there, I'll have it.
Yeah.
And there have been times when I've been somewhere and it's, you know, Bud Miller, no, we've got Newcastle, fine, I'll take it. But it's not something I would just normally order if there are other choices. And but this is one, yeah, I think the other mix of flavors that are in there, you do taste all three of those flavors, really. The coconut, caramel, and chocolate are all pretty prevalent at different times as you're drinking it. So it's almost like you'll taste the coconut the first time, and then the next time you might taste the chocolate, and another sip, the caramel will kind of hit you. So I like it.
I might have to try it. I don't know if it's available in Michigan, though, but I do like the ales, the brown ales with the, you know, the different kind of fruity flavors in it, like the coconuts. It reminds me a little bit of the Puerto Rico by Arcadia Ales that I had a couple weeks ago, which is a coconut ale, and it was a little bit darker. Actually, I think this is darker than the one that I had, though, and I thought that was pretty good. And you can also, if you want to follow the beers that we're drinking on the show, you can follow us on Untappd, which is UNTAPPD, and I'm available at PhilRoberts33,
and I'm at RobertK328, and we also have a list of all the beers that we've had on the show. If you go to the website, thetwobobs.com, across the top, click the What Are We Drinking tab, and that'll take you to the full list.
And you can see all the episodes, see the show notes, all that good stuff there, too. A lot of good stuff. Find all of our social stuff is listed. There's links and things like that to follow us and keep track of our shenanigans throughout the week and between episodes, too.
Yes, there is. And one of the things that we have on there is the contact button, which will take you to, as Rob said, the contact information for us, including our phone number.
I noticed that you had a phone number.
We do. It's 530-882-BOBS. That is 530-882-2627. And speaking of our voicemail, we've had a couple over the last week since we last recorded.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. So
some of our most famous listeners decided to chime in for us.
The first one we got was from elderly listener who's been a little while since she's called in, except for, you know, the whole episode that she had dedicated to her. But here's her voicemail.
First, I really don't have an accent. Firstly, I wanted to say, hi, Bob. All right, I was chillaxing when you guys started to conversate on the podcast. I heard you were trying to enunciate a lot of funnier words you found on the interweb.
She's funny.
Sometimes she you really guys sounded disorientated and nauseous. Irregardless, for all intensive purposes, I brung home some espresso. I had
break
bought.
From a crossword.
Sometimes I became frustrated when I listened to you. Anyways, I'm not going to stop. There ain't another show I could care less. As far as Gary Crawler, he supposedly lives in a foliage somewhere.
The foliage.
And it might be slippy because of all the rain. You guys keep on talking. And if you need me, I'm there. And Scary Caller better beware of Mama Bear. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, good old elderly listener. You know, she just...
Gotta love her.
You could tell. I mean, she actually pulled out a pen and paper or some sort of thing that takes notes. And actually... went through our episode. I doubt she knows how to look at the show notes and just pull the article up that we were referencing. But she probably went, re-listened to that part of the episode, wrote down all the words, and then, you know, put something together for us. So, very much appreciated.
Yeah, she did a great job on that. So that was fun. So thank you, elderly listener.
And also, she wasn't joking. That makes me want to puke my guts out. You know, if that was serious. Luckily, it was obviously. Although I think I did bring to light some of the things that she says. And I keep catching myself, too. But anyway.
So she also mentioned the Scary Caller. And last week, we were kind of lamenting about how we missed him. Well, he was back this week with a vengeance and didn't disappoint.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Sorry to see you. Hello, me. You are right about one thing. They let me out for a few days.
I love the laugh. All right,
let's get over the pleasantries. Bob K. And now for the new name of the day. Rob Phil. I do happen to like the beers you were drinking. I can't wait to taste them.
Oh, I like the Rob Phil.
Rob Phil.
I don't Rob know Phil. If you like ice cream or not, but I understand somebody does. Nels Lofgren. His toe was tasty. And you know what? I have a job. I get to sell things to people so they can blow themselves up.
Ah, so he's working the fireworks stand.
Too bad it wasn't Jaden Smith that made you famous. It would have been funnier for the Jaden Smith to make you famous. Let's talk sports, shall we?
Oh, no.
Shall we?
That was a huge fan.
Hi, hi. It's a game played with loopy sticks. You throw the ball and you catch the ball. And you throw loopy the sticks. Ball and you catch the ball. And then you put the ball in some sort of thing to score with.
He explains like I do.
I don't know about it, but it's more than you do.
I love the way he claims to know more about baseball than us, too.
I have a booger wall. Just like that.
Oh, shit. He really went all out.
I get out soon.
Oh, no.
If they don't catch me with the cell phone first. We'll talk to you next week. Maybe. Bye. Rob likes sausage.
He's like elderly caller. He must have had a list of things that he wanted to cover.
God.
You know, he made his outline, his little bullet points, and he covered every single one of them. That goes back too.
Yeah, he's nuts, but he's obviously a very loyal listener. So
he went way back too, bringing up Jaden Smith. So he's gone deep into the catalog.
He dug deep for some of those. He really pulled out the archives, dusted things off for that one.
Yeah, he did. Well, you know, as luck would have it, he didn't stop there.
No. Why would he?
He knew we missed him. This one is shorter.
Happy 4th of July, Bobs. Bob K. Rob Phil. I've been drinking my diet.
So, he's been drinking Bud Light.
Yeah.
That was obvious. That. I figured he'd been drinking it every time he called, but I guess they're pretty strict with that stuff there behind bars.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he must have gotten some smuggled in.
Now, with the jacket tied behind his back, is he, you know, using a straw, or does he have one of those? I almost envision him with one of those hats where you put the little cans in the side and he's got the straw.
I was going to think camel pack, but I like your idea better.
No, that's better.
Definitely beer helmet. Yep.
Oh, man, too funny. Well, Scary Caller, you outdid yourself.
You've outdone yourself, Scary Caller. Bob K. and Rob Phil are pretty impressed this week.
Last week, we covered a list of gross things that people have done at the office, and out on social media, the question was put out there for people to share the gross things that they had experienced in their office, and we got some good feedback from everybody, so we'd like to share a few of those with you.
Our friends over at You Don't Know-ish podcast, which they're awesome, by the way. I do listen to their podcast every couple of weeks when they release them. I like the fact that they drink while they're doing their podcast. Usually they pre-drink as well, so by the time they even start recording, at least we progressively throughout the episode, you know, drink. They're already a couple in, I think, by the time they even hit the record button. They just had mentioned on Twitter, this episode is seriously grossing me out. So we appreciate you guys listening, and I don't know what else to say.
They had another listener followed up with them asking if they've gotten to the poop person yet. I feel like I need a shower. For anyone on a diet, this is the podcast to listen to. You will not be hungry. Currently, I'm on the lost toe part. A couple people decided to send in the experiences that they had, and I'm not quite sure how to say this, but Mixter Hyde, M-Y-X-T-E-R Hyde on Twitter said, "A backed up toilet from when I came back from vacation. A week-long vacation no one was in all week."
Oh, man. So that just baked in there for a week.
I was thinking fermented.
Fermented. There was probably no water left. It was just...
It all dried up, and whatever was left was there.
What's funny is, and, you know, some feedback I got from Kelly, and, you know, because I do give her a little preview of the episode, because I write the show notes, so as I'm listening to it, I write the show notes before we release the episodes, and she was eating ice cream at the time we had touched on this segment here. She literally stopped eating her ice cream. She's like, I can't even eat this right now while I'm listening to this.
But ice cream, I mean, it had nothing to do with, well, I guess the last
soft
one
soft serve
did.
Ice cream? No.
With the, yeah, the soft, you called it soft serve, but the one with the mug.
The poop mug?
Whoever it was left it on the windowsill. On the windowsill. Kay Dalahide, which is Corinna, had also said, for the frozen pea person, the only way they might warm it up would be in the microwave. I doubt they would use a splash shield. Mm. So that's pretty gross. Yeah. A twitchy puppy said, someone vomited blood 15 years ago, and I still have that GIFs reaction when I think about it.
Oh, man.
So that's not good. I think she worked at a hospital or something.
Vomiting blood is never a good thing. So on Instagram, Megzies said, old dude coworker clipping his nails at his desk. The noise alone is bad, but to do it in an office with other people in close proximity, just gross. I would have to agree with that, too. I mean, that's... Clipping your nails is just—it's something you do in the privacy of your own home. Like I don't even like to clip my nails in front of Kelly.
It's a simple, yeah. I think you're probably right. It's just, especially toes. I don't really like feet, but I mean, it's probably up there as far as the grossest things you can do. And there's nothing really that gross about it if you think about it. It's not like, you know, like you said, somebody coming in your office farting and shutting the door, but. Some reason, just the sound of the clippers is gross.
But then again, you had the guy who had the drawer full of the nails. It's power in numbers. I mean, one tone, you see one little nail on the ground, you know, you don't pick it up or anything like that, but you're like, oh, a fingernail, okay, off on with my day. You see a guy that just has a drawer full of fingernails, though, that's just gross. Like, who collects those?
That's what I thought. Why didn't you just put them in the trash?
A serial killer written all over him. Watch out for him. Siri, absolutely. I don't want to talk to you right now.
Sorry, I couldn't find anything called serial killer and all over on Watch Out.
Lena Thompson, Lyna Thompson, HTW. I worked in a dental office, had a lady bring in her DIY denture. She simply would super glue her real teeth on it as they came out.
So she just kept adding to it as she needed to. Lost another tooth. Let me go ahead and super glue this one on.
Why pay the dentist to do what I can do myself? Let me just.
There's really just no reason.
Let me just glue my rotten, falling out teeth to my denture, and then just keep using it. So that was good. I enjoyed getting that feedback from people as they were listening to it. I think Kay Dalahide had also a couple times during the episode as she was listening to it said, "Holy crap! I'm so happy people are at lunch at the office as I started laughing at the sheer creepiness of it." So that was fun. If anybody has any feedback on the episodes, they want to reach out to us. We are available on all the social things at Two Bobs Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You can also email us at hello@thetwobobs.com if you want. You know, shoot us a quick note. Hey, Bobs, what's up? I love the community that we're starting to get developed on Facebook, too. You know, we started with just like a page, just posting things. But really with the community, we're really encouraging people to participate. We post, you know, kind of just crazy shit we come upon throughout the week, and feel free to join in on the fun. Post things that you think you would like us to talk about on the podcast, and you never know, we might just talk about it. We have taken some of our listeners and our community members up on their ideas.
Yeah, the show is for everybody, so if you have anything you think might be fun, send it on over. We'd love to hear
it. It's a family show, you know, gather around with your kids. Listen to the Two Bobs. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. You're a bad parent if you do.
not with the kids. But speaking of kids and family, something that we covered a couple weeks ago that we haven't really touched back on, but we've had a little bit of time to use it, is the bio bidet.
Oh, I touch back on it every morning.
Every morning. Now, I've kind of gotten used to, you know, just... It's almost become a habit where, you know, when it's that time, Melissa and even Ben said the other day, he noticed me going, because I have it down in the basement. He saw me coming downstairs and he said, why do you always go down there? So I just had to laugh because Melissa's, when she hears the door open, she goes, oh, here it goes. He's going downstairs again. So now I come down here for this, but that's only once a week, or if I have to come back down to do a little bit of work. I mean, has it become, you know, part of your everyday life as well?
Absolutely. Like, I don't even think about it anymore. You know, I just... If that time comes and I need to take care of some business, I just go in the bathroom. I just kind of automatically started going to the other bathroom. Even if I'm on the other end of the house, closer to the other bathroom that doesn't have the bidet in it, I will go to the one with the bidet. And honestly, it's gotten to the point where, like, I'll go at work or something like that. I feel dirty when I'm done because I've just wiped with paper. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're changing your kids,
it's a different feeling.
Yeah.
It's completely different when you get up and you're going away. Not to be too gross, because that's what last week was about, but it's just such a much nicer thing. And I, maybe one day somebody else will use it.
Well, like I said, Kelly used it. She didn't hate it at all. I don't know if she's used it since then, but she definitely said that she was okay with it. And honestly, I feel a million times fresher down there when after I use the bidet. I feel like a fucking caveman when I'm sitting there in a restroom that doesn't have a bidet. I'm like, what is this? Dried paper?
Well, it is funny because, you know, I think at the beginning I was saying, you know, I'm not really quite sure how we're going to adapt to it. I mean, I think even the bio bidet folks were saying, and the guy that sent them to us was saying the exact same thing when he interviewed for the job. He wasn't familiar with them. He didn't really know anything about it, needed a job and got hired there and then became a convert. So it's, I think, one of those things that started out almost kind of as a whim or as a joke has become something that if I had to live without it, I sure could. But I think having a nicer one like these, and they've got a whole bunch of different variety to choose from. So it's not like you've got to get this one here, which I think is probably their top of the line. You can go at any of them at biobidet.com and find the one that suits you if you want to try it. And certainly order one directly from the website. Tell them the two Bob sent you, and hopefully you enjoy it. But if you do decide to get one, let us know. We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, and I mean, there's other manufacturers as well, but I would say BioBidet, they make a really good product. I certainly, if I had to recommend a bidet, it'd be BioBidet. And, you know, it just leads me to think that maybe all these millions of people that use these on the other side of the world are onto something. We just haven't caught on to the culture of it around here in the United States yet.
I mentioned that I tried one, and I mean, granted, it was a cheaper one, but it just wasn't as nice. And I think BioBidet really has their shit together with the features and sort of. I saved that one.
Zing!
But I mean, they've kind of thought about everything from, like I mentioned, the water pressure, the heat, the various pressure, where it just kind of does its own thing. And again, that's going up here to the top of the line, but they have them at all different price levels. So if you're thinking about it, look them up and give them a shot.
Yes. I would say, you know, the BioBidet, it's kind of like the difference between having a feature phone or a flip phone and an iPhone. You know, it really is just, it works really well. It's good build quality, and you'll be happy with it.
Yeah, I think if you want something that works well and it's comfortable, and you know, you see that with even just toilet paper, you know, you've got the scratchy stuff or you've got the nicer paper, and this is the nicer paper of the bidet, or these are the models that are going to be something that I think you can really be comfortable using and know it's doing the job and, you know, be hygienic at the same time.
Well, and it's funny you should bring up toilet paper, because honestly, like, we get our toilet paper through Amazon, and we have a subscribe and save deal that we get for that, and I just reduced our toilet paper order because we're not using as much toilet paper anymore.
You are. So just you alone, you've been able to reduce it.
Yeah. I mean, I make a difference.
Yes, you do.
I just poured another beer.
Well, yeah, I'm halfway through my second. I didn't want to say anything.
God, you're beating me. Yeah, mine's 8.5 though, so I think
I don't remember what mine was.
I'm really gonna have to, you know, kind of nurse the second one a little bit if we want to get through the rest of this episode. So this week, special treat for everyone. We have two crazy news stories for you, and the first one here is, you know, it's always funny when things happen that aren't supposed to during newscasts, because a lot of these are live. These reporters, they put themselves in funny situations that they don't exactly know what's going to happen, and sometimes it backfires a little bit.
Yeah, you sent this article to me, and there's this woman here, Wendy Birch for KTLA, and she was covering the annual Hermosa Beach Ironman, which is basically a beer-chugging competition over there in Los Angeles, California, and she decided to interview a few of the contestants.
Well, you saw it here live just about a half hour ago, hundreds of people descending on the Hermosa Beach to begin a unique Ironman competition.
Yes, it includes running, paddling, and drinking beer. Wendy Birch in the middle of the action.
Yeah, paddling.
Good morning.
Yeah. As a joke.
I once had a dream like this, that I was in the middle of
California's
finest. A lot of people who were drinking.
Here's your beer.
Hi, how are you? No, 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 no.
She's
come
surrounded
on up here,
by
my
drunk
friend.
People.
How are you?
She's definitely she's the most sober person there.
Now let's just recap.
She's kind of the chum in the water
too. Ran a mile on the beach. You paddled a mile in the ocean. And now what are you doing?
Chugging a six pack of beer.
Chugging a six pack of beer. I feel that you are very. What's going on? What's going on? Oh no!
Is somebody puking?
It's getting ugly. It's getting ugly.
So this guy she's talking to is bald. He's
trying to finish her six.
He's a big guy.
Iron Man.
It looks like you've been training for this for some time.
I've been doing this
for about 25 years.
Oh.
No. No.
It's a locker room celebration, yep. Ladies and gentlemen.
Time to bring her out.
Okay. Man. I guess we saw everything in that live shot.
Twice.
Yeah.
We saw it twice.
We're not going back.
All right.
And we
first
suggest
of all,
that Wendy, you get out of there
Wendy,
now.
Wendy, bless you.
Before you get covered in something other than beer.
Yeah. Too late.
Oh. All right.
So Wendy was interviewing this rather large gentleman who had just, what did he say, run a mile, swim a mile, and paddled a mile. And then they got to drink a whole pack of beer. So she's interviewing him and asking him questions, and he's fine, but somebody off camera to her side is down there in the sand throwing up, and that's what the first screams were. And then as she continues to interview him...
It just flies out from nowhere, just flies all over him and her. Like, somebody projectile vomited, basically, onto the,
from the other direction.
Reporter and the guy she was interviewing. And you just... It, what's funny to me, though, is the fact that you saw it come from off the camera... And then they just cut the video. They're like, okay, we're going to be done here. But the audio kept going for a minute. And then just the reaction from the newscasters that were at the desk once they cut back to them was really just priceless. Like the one lady has her hand over her mouth like she's about to hurl.
Well, I think a lot of those people that are there at the desk have worked that beat before where they've gone through and done a lot of the live stuff. So she's probably been in similar situations. Hopefully she's never been thrown up on, but I think she feels for her friend, and obviously that, you know, they work closely together, so I'm sure she's pulling for her to get cleaned.
Well, first off, so it's a competition, and what's funny to me, so after you've run a mile, what is it? Run a mile, swim a mile?
Swim and probably paddle.
Paddled a mile. You got to know these people are probably pretty dehydrated at that point.
Yeah.
And
then, it's hot.
And then it's hot, and then to have to chug beer. I don't blame anybody who's puking all over the place at that point.
No, she had been interviewing one participant who had a bullseye and the words puke here written on his back, a detail she didn't realize until it was too late. Midway through the interview, a fellow competitor took the bait. The live telecast froze at the moment of impact, which Birch said was a technical glitch, not a director's act of mercy. Unaware that she was no longer on air, she said she continued to interview the revelers on the scene while sudsy substances flew in the air and landed in my hair. After that was a wrap, I drove home, took a hot shower and a long nap.
And then quit her job.
She decided to go to do something else.
Reevaluated what she had chosen as a career.
I don't like the direction my life is going.
No. Any job where you can possibly be puked on, or there's a good chance. I'm just saying. I've seen people. At my job, I've seen people puke. I've also seen other things happen with substances leaving people's bodies. But it's never been on me, though. So I think I'm safe.
On you or on camera. I mean, I don't know how many people watch this particular station. But again, I think it's one of those things when you're going out live and watching any live newscast, there's always somebody. Either somebody goes by and does something silly or, I mean, at least those you can kind of laugh and shrug off. But this one, she had to wash it off.
Going live.
Well, this final news story that we've got here is up in your neck of the woods in Grand Blanc. Did I say that right? Grand Blanc, Michigan?
Yes, you said it right, Robert. And Grand Blanc's maybe an hour kind of northwest of where I am at here. But I do, because I work probably 40 minutes northwest. I have coworkers that are from that general area, and one in particular that actually lived in Grand Blanc and then just recently moved a little bit further south of there. But I can empathize with this guy in this article because I've been fighting bees in my garage for the last week and a half. Like the mud wasps keep coming in and building their mud huts up in the rafters of the garage. And then we had a couple that were actually like next on a shelf next to the door that goes into the house. I had a stack of lawn bags, and then I had a bunch of cords and stuff like that. And they were flying in and out of there. And so yesterday I was actually like, I grabbed a big stick with like a hook on the end of it and was like pulling all the cords down to try to get them out of there. And I couldn't figure out what they were doing in there, but I couldn't, you know, there was no nests or anything that I found. Tangent as I do. Today I get home from work. There's the bathroom where my bidet is located. The door is closed, and there is a towel lying across the bottom of the door.
Oh no!
Where the where there's a little bit of a space between the door and the floor. And Kelly says there's a wasp inside of our bathroom. So I took care of that. Actually, it was pretty clever. I went in there real quick because it was like crawled up into the sill of the window a little bit,
yeah,
a crack. I opened the window. Waited for it to come out, and I figured it would probably be attracted to the screen because it was outside and the sun was coming in. As soon as it crawled up onto the screen, I came in, shut the window really fast, and went out to the outside of the house with bug spray and sprayed it from the outside of the house so I didn't have to spray it inside the house. But
sneak attack.
I know. I had to do that. But the point is I used bug spray.
That's the smart thing.
To get rid of the wasp and hornet spray to get rid of wasps, as you should do. This guy up in Grand Blanc, though, he tried to be a little bit more creative with it, and he used fireworks.
Tis the season, though, Rob.
So he probably had some fireworks that he had for the 4th, and rather than use bug spray to get the nest from his garage, which luckily was detached, he decided to use fireworks instead.
Yeah, it says a Grand Blanc, Michigan man decided to use fireworks to destroy a bee's nest in his garage, but he ended up burning the structure to the ground. The resident used a smoke bomb trying to remove bees from a hive in his garage. Fortunately, no one was injured in the fire, but it was depressing to lose the building, but everyone is safe, and that's the main thing.
So I'm glad everybody was safe. And again, I'm super happy that this guy had a detached garage, because if it were attached to the house, he probably would have lost that as well.
I mean, it says fireworks are a known safety hazard to both health and property. That goes without saying, but I mean, we've seen those memes that are out there with, you know, oh, there's a house burning in the background and somebody was standing outside and like, oh, I saw a spider, you know, in order to kill the spider. And my sister and a couple friends are just terrified of spiders. And I could see them, you know, being those people that decided just go ahead and light the spider on fire in order to kill it and burn everything down. But that's always just kind of in a joking manner. And this guy actually did what he said he would do. He put the fireworks in there and basically blew his garage up.
He decided to smoke them out, but he really smoked them out. I mean,
his garage is gone.
I've used clever ways to get rid of pests before, but never inside of my house or someplace where something could go off and possibly burn it down.
I mean, not with fire. Now, you know, when you have the whip, you know, when you're at the pool and you take the towel and you spin it around, you make it into a whip. Now, I've done that, flicked it at a spider 25, 30 times rather than touch it and tried to kill it. But I've never once taken a, you know, either a flame or a match or some sort of explosive in order to kill it. There's got to be other ways that it can be done.
Actually, a buddy of mine who might live in my neighborhood, who might also be hosting a crawfish boil this weekend,
who might have stood in your driveway while you lit cheap fireworks.
Might have stood there with his kids and his wife while I was lighting cheap fireworks. I can't confirm nor deny that. But he may have used some WD-40 and a blowtorch over the last week or so to kill a wasp nest that was inside of a chimney that I gave him a couple of years ago because we weren't using it anymore.
Well, that was outside, right? I mean, that was that like a...
But at least it was on his... It was outside. It wasn't in his garage.
Still crazy.
He's crazy. He's one of the coolest, nicest,
craziest guys.
Just down to earth, super kind. I have nothing good things to say about him. But he did tell me that he used WD-40 and a blowtorch to kill some wasps.
Well, that's fine. Wasps are mean.
They are. They are mean.
They deserve to die a horrible death, but not at the expense of your garage.
Well, like my mud wasps that I had in my garage, you know, I was talking to him about it. I said, these things got to die. And he goes, well, yeah, but, you know, they're not really aggressive unless you really coerce them. They eat spiders and other bugs and things like that. They're actually not terrible. But I'm like, yeah, but they're ugly. So they're good. They have to die as soon as possible.
If it's a wasp, it's got to be out of there. I mean, is that the one that's got the, you know, it's almost got like the legs. It just kind of dangles around like it's, you know what I mean? You see this here on the
like
camera?
The, it has like the abdomen that's separated.
Yeah, and the legs hang
down. From the
thorax.
There's the cephalothorax and then the abdomen, but there's like a space between them. And they build a little.
What are you?
I had a four.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a fucking wasp, Rob. Ert. Bob K.
Rob.
I'll show you. I'll show you.
It's like last week. And I cut it out when you had to explain what a maggot was, by the way. I don't know if you... Ow!
You see here... Now, for those listening...
No, that's not what I'm thinking of.
This is a mud wasp. So okay. This is the thorax right here.
Yeah.
And there's like a separation, and here's the abdomen area. Yeah, well, this is the abdomen, though. This isn't this whole thing doesn't go inside of you if you sting this. It's got a little...
You don't know.
Little thing there. God, I hope not.
All right, go back, and the one I'm talking about, I think I saw there.
This is part of the bug. Like, it's... Which one are you talking about? They're all fucking ugly. And this is the mud things that it builds.
Yeah, that I've seen. It's a, you know, it's a wasp, but it's almost like I'm trying to scroll my laptop and you're not scrolling at the same time. So
yeah, you can't scroll my computer.
Yeah, that one right there. This is a really long way. Yeah, see how it's kinda like dragging his feet around?
Oh yeah. But see, there's still like its abdomen is still way over here though.
That's the stinger.
But it's not just the stinger though, right?
I don't know.
It's part of the bug. It needs that to live. You chop that off, it dies.
I don't want them to live. Just step on them.
These things here, these are fuckers, these hornets right here.
Yeah. And the one above it, the orange. Just get yourself a match, a little bit of WD-40 and a smoke bomb, and you'll take care of them.
Fucking asshole yellow jackets. Those things are the worst. No. Oh, man, these fuckers right here.
Yeah.
You have these down here? Black widows?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's doing on there. It's fucking giving me, it's freaking me out just having it on my screen. It's got to go away.
All right. Well, that's episode 26 in the book.
You didn't need to do the fake one. You know what's funny?
I was looking for it.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even finish my second beer.
Who is your daddy, and what does it do?
Worst episode ever.
Not the worst.
What are we having for dinner?
You gotta send those upstairs. If it comes back, pizza.
You should not drink and bake.
I might pull up a Kindergarten Cop soundboard for today.
Hi.
I have no way to wire it into... I could figure out how to wire it in, but...
I'll send you some links.
I feel like you have all the control with the soundboard. I don't have any, but...
You can do it.
I figure.
You can do it.
No. I just rather you do it. It's just, with you.
just easier. Just put your hands back behind your head and kind of lean back.
I'm just here to drink beer and talk and chat.
Drink beer and talk. And,
then a couple days later, some episode shows up on the interwebs, and I'm like, okay, I'll share that.
This shit's probably done.
Yeah, it's probably done.
I'm going to go button some more beer.
I bought six beers today because they didn't have these in singles, and I really wanted one. So I think we've stuck a fork in this week's episode.
Hey, some weeks are going to be like that, but that's all right.
No, it's fun. It's fun. You know, we sit around, we bullshit, we drink beer, we have a good time. Hopefully the people that are listening have a good time as well.
Well, my favorite part about this week was being able to provide the listener feedback that not everybody gets a chance to see. You know, the things that we see on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook that are there as well. But that's really a big part of what we enjoy is being able to hear back from everybody. Because like I said before, we can sit and talk to each other. But at the same time, it really bumps us up if we hear back from everybody, what they've thought about the episodes, what parts that they liked, and kind of their reactions to the things that we've brought to the table.
Yep, and just so you know, the review of the Devil Dog Oatmeal Stout that you were going to get an update from me toward the end of the episode, still the same. I still like it.
You're going to buy more at another time?
I may. If it's, you know, if I have the taste for a little bit of a hoppier stout, I might pick it up. It's good. Still good. Still just as good. I wasn't lying this time.
Well, I like the Dirty Little Freak, and I'll be buying it again. Although I still try to buy different ones, but... Every now and then I'll be picking beers and I'll go, oh, I'm going to try that one again. And this one will be on that list.
Cool, cool. Well, it's been great. It's been fun. I got to go to bed.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.